How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shout out to all of our AM, our radio affiliates. Sports Rage has begun. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Welcome to the party on the Sports Grid Radio Networks, Sirius XM, Channel 204. A lot of stuff to unpack here this evening. We've got a full house. Dave Sharapan will join us from Las Vegas. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, throws it down with us. We'll talk NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs, go over all the numbers and lines, give you some picks for tomorrow night's games with Ian Cameron. Jason B. Takafin talks baseball with us. Floyd Mayweather, and one of the Pauls. Is it Logan Paul? Like I said, I just watched this thing, and I still don't know which one is which, and I really don't want to know. And in fact, It's enough. I watched this tonight, solely because it's my job, right? People are going to ask me, what did I think about it? So I couldn't say, well, I didn't watch it. And I did watch it, but I got to tell you, man, it was damn hard to watch. Now, the whole point of these exhibitions, now they're stupid and traditionalists, get all up in arms about this stuff. And I really don't. I like stupid things. You know what I mean? I like stupid sports competitions. I like Evel Knievel jumping over the fountains at Caesar's Palace. You know what I mean? I like Rocky fighting Hulk Hogan. You know what I'm saying? And Mr. T. I'm down with all this stuff. It's supposed to be entertainment. But you know what the biggest problem with Paul and Mayweather was? It was boring. Right? It was just boring. It was not just boring. It was terrible. All right? Like, it was terrible. Yeah, like, it was, if you're going to charge people money for this stuff, don't just rope-a-dope them in with the hype leading in and about how great it's going to be when everybody knows it's going to be terrible, but it was even worse. Like, basically, this was worse than the Tyson Jones stuff by far, and that was terrible. Enough of this, like, fake boxing stuff, all right? There's enough, like, real fights out there. That's why I didn't pick this leading into it. I wasn't against it, but I knew it was going to suck. And it did suck. Julio Jones gets traded. The late night anger management class. Bring it.
There's a pandemic going on out there.
It's catchy.
It's called
The Winning Edge.
And the only place you can get it
is right here.
Get on the grid.
And stay there.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you.
It's meant memories,
family,
friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun.
Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You never go down to the track, put it all on a bus. Why don't you put it in the bank?
The bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
Shut up, Seinfeld. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down. Sunday, Bloody Sunday style. Jason B. Tackerfin's going to step up and join us later. We're going to talk some baseball with a three-time champion, general manager, A-ball of the Vancouver Canadiens, Toronto Blue Jays, and Oakland Athletics affiliates in yesteryear. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, will break it down with us. We'll step onto the ice and onto the hardwood, get you caught up to date with all the numbers. Let's send it to Las Vegas, Nevada right now, where Golden Knight fans are feeling as good as Montreal Canadian fans are feeling. Identical scores tonight, Dave Sharapan. 5-1 in both games this evening. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Listen, the playoffs are a roller coaster, and you know, following the NHL for as long as you have, you can never award the cup to anybody until they actually win the Stanley Cup, Dave.
Oh, isn't that the truth? I mean, yeah, maybe not seeing the totals, but I'll tell you what, who has not been listening to us? We've been talking about the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, they're clearly the better team. They got the better goalie. And I was surprised that the Winnipeg Jets got one, to be perfectly honest. I really was. And the Knights, I mean, I cannot believe that Marc-Andre Fleury did not start game one. That was a complete runaway. But for the other three games that have been played since then, the Knights have been the better team. The series is tied 2-2. You know, moving the series price to minus 800 or whatever it was when it was 2-0, completely absurd. The Knights are right in it there. I mean, they play a disciplined game and stay out of the penalty box. They are going to be fine if, as long as Fleury makes those saves. I think they can match their speed, surprisingly. The physicality in the building tonight, they were hitting everything that moved. I was really impressed, Gabe. I don't know, man. Like, I was my first thought when I was texting with someone was, okay, so we got to see the winners of these series are going to play each other, and Montreal is going to win. So the winner of Colorado, Vegas, is going to get Montreal. Do you think Montreal has a shot against either one of those teams?
Yes, I do. In on paper and in sort of reality, no. But when you have Carey Price, yes, right?
Yep.
And as we stated, I, as a Montreal Canadian fan, and for the record right now, guys, so the updated number now, Colorado Avalanche to win the series at FanDuel, minus 144.
Ooh.
So they're basically, yeah, unbelievable. Minus, so they we got a series here. Vegas have the momentum, and let's be real, too. Remember, even a game they lost, they've won the last two. So in game two, they dominated them. I mean, they outshot them like 22-1 at one point or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Right? So it's actually been, and I know somebody that's a big Avalanche fan, and he tweeted out angrily, this is seven straight periods that we've been dominated in. And so the Colorado Avalanche are now minus 144. The Vegas Golden Knights are plus 118. But I do say this, I would rather play the Vegas Golden Knights. I would rather play the Vegas Golden Knights than the Colorado Avalanche. But, look, Dave, there's a lot of people buzzing right now in Montreal about 1993. And I was in the building for the 1993 run, for all the playoff games. I was selling tickets in those days. I was a scalper. So I was along for the ride. I was in the building. And there really are a lot of similarities. And, you know, one of the similarities was your guys, right? So now we have, the Colorado Avalanche and Nate McKinnon. They can't be beat. They're unbelievable. They're the best team in the league. Well, it was the New York Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins that were playing,
yep.
right? The only difference is we don't get the Islanders. We get Vegas.
But, right, yeah. A little different.
But I'll get to, and I want to give you my thoughts on the Canadiens and Vegas, if that happens, or even Colorado. But how about this for some numbers for the Montreal Canadiens right now? It's not a fluke, so that's the thing. I don't want to hear that, it's just even Carey Price or whatnot. So the Canadiens have now gone 6 straight games without trailing at any point. So coming into tonight, they had 5 straight games without trailing. That was the longest since the Los Angeles Kings in 2012, who won the Cup. The Canadiens have now gone 6 straight games without trailing at any point in the game. It's the first time Montreal has done this in the postseason since 1978 when they won the Stanley Cup. The Canadiens match a franchise record with 4 shorthanded goals in this postseason. See, all this stuff, that's not Carey Price, like the 4 shorthanded goals.
Nope.
Most shorthanded goals they've ever had in franchise history, Dave. We're talking about a franchise that's, you know what I mean?
Forever. That's a long time. Yeah. Wow.
The last time they had 4 shorthanded goals in a playoffs matching this record, 1986, won the Stanley Cup. How about this? The Canadiens now have 8 goals this postseason from players age 21 or younger.
Ooh.
Some serious stuff here, like, that they've got on their side here. And I also got a little bit of a Montreal magic as well, right? Like, I'm not going to lie, Dave, and I even tweeted out, I don't know if you saw my tweet, but I tweeted out, so right after the Canadiens game, the Vegas game starts, and I'm like, oh, my God. I said, this hockey is like 3 times faster than what,
right?
than what you just watched. And even a Montreal Canadian fan tweeted me right away. He said, your TV must be broken. It's 10 times faster.
So I said that. It was funny because I was watching
like
a game with
league. It's like, God, it's a little bit different style hockey here we're playing.
I agree 100%. I was watching a game with my daughter, who's the little one, and I said, does this look faster to you than that other game we were just watching? And she said, oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, so this is someone who doesn't watch the games like we do, but you can see it. And that's why I think it'd be interesting to try to come up with, you know, I was 2 guys that make numbers in books. I was going back and forth, and I'm like, what do you guys think the price is going to be on a series?
Colorado and Montreal, if it's, let me
guess.
I will say, Colorado. I was going to say.
I mean, keep in mind, it opened minus $2 against Vegas. Colorado did.
Yeah. And think of the preposterous of the Jets being minus 154 series favorites right now in hindsight, guys.
Bad numbers. Odds makers don't know stuff either. Like, sometimes they're wrong.
The Toronto Maple Leafs. Look, the Toronto Maple Leafs were minus 310 series favorites. So I got to believe, I'm going to say Vegas are going to be like minus 440, minus 450, and Vegas would be minus 240, 250.
I think, I think Vegas would be definitely 2-1 or more, and I think the Avalanche, if they come back and win game 5 and maybe win on the road in game 6, really look good doing it, they're going to be easily, I think, $3 favorites in a hockey series against a team that you just said has been leading every game. Yeah, like what? So don't get caught.
Oh,
like,
yes. And by the way, too, let me just throw in the icing on the cake. They scored more than 3 goals tonight, so which makes it 19 straight playoff wins with Carey Price if you give him 3 or more goals.
Yeah.
19 that, in a row.
Gabe, it's going to be so mispriced.
Listen,
no matter which team wins.
I get Vegas are quicker at Colorado, and you know what I mean? I hope it's Vegas, but I'm telling you what, man. Number one, if it's the Colorado Avalanche, suddenly it's the Quebec Nordiques versus the Montreal Canadiens. It just adds like a whole new element to this. And I'm telling you what, man. Like, that building, I don't care how many people are in a building in Montreal. It's going to be, like, electric and crazy there. And, Dave, all these teams have been in their backyard suddenly, man. Suddenly, it's like, oh, Colorado, you're flying 2,700 miles to Montreal. Let's go. You're dropping you on the East Coast. It just, but who knows what happens? Carey Price, bunch of big saves. You know what I mean? Listen, I'll take my chances against anybody right now. If I'm the Canadians, I'll tell you what, damn right I'll be taking them in game one at plus 190. You guys in Vegas probably be plus 40 for us.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hang it, more with Dave on the other side.
There's a pandemic going on out there.
It's catchy.
It's called
The Winning Edge.
And the only place you can get it
is right here.
Get on the grid
and stay there.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is The Winning Edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, Mo. Want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, the deal has been made. Our producer, Matias, it's been a good news, bad news day for him. His Clippers advance in the playoffs, but Julio Jones is dealt. But we'll get back to the ice here, Dave. Well, I want to get your take on the Mayweather debacle here tonight as well. But so Julio Jones, actually a good fit for him, good fit for the Tennessee Titans. I mean, you got Derrick Henry, you got Ryan Tannehill, you got A.J. Brown, you've got Julio Jones. And in fact, as a Buffalo Bill fan, once the deal was done, I was sort of thinking, I was like, man, Wish he actually didn't get traded to Tennessee. They're pretty good now.
That made them real good, I think.
They bring in Josh Reynolds, too. And Josh Reynolds is pretty good, bro, with the Rams. He's not bad. So, you know what I mean? You have the best running back in the NFL. I think Tannehill's a very good quarterback. You've got two solid star wide receivers in Brown and Julio Jones. You've got Josh Reynolds. You got a decent defense. They're in the mix. They're going to be battling, man. That division, it's a two-horse race, right? Them and the Colts.
Yeah, I think it clearly is. And they narrowed the gap with that trade. We used to say, like, well, I mean, is that worthy of, moving all the odds? Is it worthy of moving a season win or two or something? And I think it is, just to kind of get ahead of it. Does it make them more viable? To some people, it might, which means it'll make it, a reason to bet it. But I think it hurts Atlanta more, as much or if not more, than it hurts or helps Tennessee. I was just like, now you can just cross Atlanta off the list, I think, of even making the playoffs or, it's hard to replace him. And he did a lot of things that kind of went unseen or whatever, to help both the team.
Ridley's
and Matt
ready
Ryan
to step up, I think, Dave.
You think Ridley, so?
I do. I think Ridley is ready to step up. And I also have faith Now, listen, I never thought the Falcons were making the playoffs in the first place. But I do think that Kyle Pitts could be the rookie of the year. And I'm not going to disagree. The Titans are in a rebuild, right? They have to retool a little bit. This, you know, they went to the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan will be next. They bring in Pitts. They got Ridley. This will be it. Next year will be the quarterback change. Well, they got 2 years left, but next year I imagine is when they draft the quarterback after moving forward. But I think the Kyle Pitts could have an impact. But as far as the AFC South right now, FanDuel has it pretty much they're both the same price, Dave. Indianapolis are plus 110. Tennessee Titans are plus 110.
Yep, and that wasn't the case before today. So they moved that to make it.
And the Jags are 7-1. Who the hell would bet the Jaguars? It's
You'd be surprised, Gabe. Like people come to Vegas and bet Jacksonville to win the Super Bowl last year. I took the bets myself, and I was like, I mean, it was funny. I used to joke sometimes with people at the counter. I'm like, are you being forced to do this by someone else? Are you sure? Are you of sound mind right now? You're betting Jacksonville to win the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, I'm a fan. They're going to be like, I used to hear it all. So, yeah, well, there's no way Jackson wins the Super Bowl.
When I lived in Vegas, same thing, Dave. I remember all the time in Bills fans in the summertime.
They used to load up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you've seen it firsthand, right? Like, even when they were bad, they'd be like, yeah, and I'd hear them, too. And I remember even telling two dudes, they sort of, well, mind your own business, buddy. And I told them, listen, nobody loves the Bills as much as I do, bro. I told them, I started rattling it off. They knew, they realized, all right, he's a real Bill fan. And I was like, but really, they're not winning the Super Bowl. He's like, yeah but it's 80-1. I'm like, yeah, but they're not going to win, bro.
I used to tell people that all the time. Like, listen.
Like, E.J. Manuel was the quarterback and stuff. Yeah, but.
Oh, God, that time. Oh. They weren't even favored to win, you know, more games than they lost. See, those situations like that, you were making a good case, and someone goes, "Oh, but it's 80-1." It's you're not getting 80-1. You're getting zero. You're not. It doesn't matter what the amount says you're going to get paid or what the odds are, if it doesn't even come close to winning. I like to at least bet on something like that that'll get me a sweat or get me excited where I'm, you know, going to December, I might make the playoffs or have something there. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're right. Atlanta's not going to make the playoffs most likely.
And I don't really buy, I don't know. We'll find out about Carson Wentz. I do have a lot of respect for Frank Reich. So if anybody that can rejuvenate this guy, I think it can be him. So let's get back to the ice. We'll get your take on the Mayweather stuff. But I see someone in our chat saying, too bad they can't play. So basically, yes, they can. Asking about playing in Canada. So they passed the law today. They actually, I knew this was coming. And, you know, you have to wonder now, though, how long it is before the Toronto Blue Jays go, so what? Hockey's allowed, but baseball's not allowed. It goes to show the power of the playoffs and hockey in Canada, Dave. They called it a special exemption.
So they're going to play the games to full capacity crowds?
No. There's going to be limited crowds, but it is official. So basically, and this is, I was thinking about it, it sucks. Because otherwise I'd be coming to the games and stuff, but there's quarantines and everything. So basically Vegas will play at Montreal, Dave. Right? Like they would go to Montreal, but they can't leave their hotel, which is almost an advantage because Montreal is like, you know what I mean? I was thinking about if you're a hockey team, you're like, I imagine being a coach, you'd be happy. You're like, so you're telling me all we're allowed to do is go to the rink and we have to go back to the hotel after? Great. You know what I mean? My guys will be rested. They're not even going to go in the city even. This is great.
Like, wow.
Yeah, just little things like that. You know what I mean? Especially in Montreal, where even in the playoffs, players will go to strip clubs and stuff. I know firsthand. The Canadian federal government announced just today, guys, that it granted a travel exemption that allow the winner of the North Division to travel back and forth between Canada and the United States. The exemption will also continue on for the Stanley Cup final should the Jets or the Canadians advance.
Hockey is king. You've said it forever. Hockey is king.
The exemption will allow Canadian teams to travel back and forth as well as American teams to travel to Canada without having to go through 2-week isolation periods that currently exist for non-essential travel in Canada. Players will, however, have to go through daily COVID testing and will be in a modified bubble where they will not have any contact with the general public. The National Hockey League is very appreciative of the decision by the Canadian government and the federal health officials to allow the Canadian team to advance to the Stanley Cup semifinals and potentially the finals to host games in its own rinks. So that's good. So, you know, but I knew this was coming. They've been working on this for a couple of weeks now. So that's good. But what's too bad, I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, if it's Vegas and Montreal and Colorado, and it's only, you know, Colorado, you're only going to have 2,500 people allowed in Montreal.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh.
Yeah, but I was thinking about, wow, what a magical run it is, and it's just not the same without the fans. But also, Dave, I also do believe this. Maybe the Canes wouldn't be winning all these games if the arena was sold out. It's a different atmosphere. It's a different environment. Look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, bro. Like, listen, we've heard a lot of coaches, Dave, and players still to this day talk about this, about the no fan thing or the less fan thing and the bubbles things and all this type of stuff. And I've heard a lot of guys and coaches say some teams and some players are better in it.
Right.
Some others are not.
Yep.
Right? Like, look at the Milwaukee Bucks, bro.
Oh.
Like, even the coach said, he goes, I don't know what it was, man. He goes, that bubble was not for us, bro. Pascal Siakam of the Raptors, bro, like, nearly had a mental breakdown in there.
Yep.
Like, he literally fell apart, like, in this stuff. Like, he's only happy now as life's getting back to normal. He's not locked in a room, you know, and like, some guys, and like, I was thinking, look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, all the times that they did it and they choked in front of fans. Look at the Dodgers, bro. Look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers won without fans. They didn't win all those years. The Lightning. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe it changes the paradigm a little bit, Dave. It does.
It very well could, Gabe. You're absolutely right. I know it changes the lines as far as, you know, when it in football it did. Basketball kept the lines the same because it was all in the same venue. And I don't think there's much home ice, you know, with all of that either. So, it's really interesting. I don't know. I don't know if it's as interesting as that, you know, Paul and Mayweather fight. But my goodness, I can't wait to watch it. The hockey game five between the Knights and the Avalanche is, you talk about must see television. It's going to be so good because,
well,
I mean, Gabe, if the
battle right there,
the two
the Islanders might win. That's
they
why,
might.
Dave, you tell me about the Canadians and stuff.
Yep.
I'm just thinking, you know what? Step by step. Have Vegas knock Colorado off. Have the Islanders knock the Bruins off. And let's see what happens in the next rounds after.
Well,
and
if the Islanders knock the Bruins off, Gabe, does that change the matchup?
No. They're better than the Canadians. It's locked in.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's locked in. So then, I don't know, maybe the Islanders could pull a miracle and beat the Lightning after. Then it's a Canadians and an Islander Stanley Cup.
Oh, wow.
And we got Bruin fans in our chat here.
Oh, boy.
We got a lot of Canadian fans in our chat. And that's the rivalry, Dave. It's not the Toronto Maple Leafs, right? Like, the Bruins and the Canadians. That's one of the best rivalries. Like, that's a real rivalry.
Could we get that for the for the Stanley Cup?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. And it's
That'd be legendary.
People are like, can you imagine the Bruins and the Canadians and the
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sign me up right now.
Be crazy. Be crazy.
I'd love it.
Like, there's a lot of great, like, storylines here. Whatever the matchups end up, we're going to have some great semifinals and finals. Like, more with Dave on the other side.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the Winning Edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
The late night anger management class. Hey, we told you guys last week. Only like two golfers, Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, both at 20-1. Cantlay wins 20-1. So Dave Sharapan with us, and we're going to be breaking down the games tomorrow. But Dave, early start time tomorrow. I just did a double check on this too. So the Islanders and the Bruins are at 6:30 Eastern time.
Yep.
So you're going to be stepping in as the game already started. We'll get into this game with Ian Cameron and Babano a little bit later on. We'll go through the hockey playoffs with Babano as well. But I just think the Bruins, you know, they're too big of favorites here again right now.
No doubt. We
they're
keep watching it.
Right. It's nearly minus 200. They keep going overtime or they keep losing, and it's minus 194 right now.
Is anyone getting goaltending that's more surprising than the Islanders that's still left in the playoffs? Like, they are – I mean, they switched, you know, back to Varlamov. I mean, they are getting the guy to make the saves and keep them in every single game. So there's no way – at this price, you can't be minus 185, whatever this is. This is way too high. And we've seen it now in game, especially. We're watching the games and we watch the total come down. They keep putting this total at 5. And, you know, it's going to take an empty netter or whatever to get off of it. But, like, it's been 1-0, 1-2, 1-2.
You can't get more even, Dave. Look.
It's exactly right. The shade's dead even.
By 3 goals. Yeah, the same amount of goals. So, like, one Boston won 5-2 one game. The Islanders won 4-1. So that's a 3-1 game, three-goal deficit game. And they both won once in overtime by one.
Yeah.
You can't get more even than that.
No.
They're tied.
It's, right. And it's way overpriced. I mean, I know the game's in Boston, but the Islanders have a perfect game to play on the road in the NHL playoffs. I mean, and they muck it up really good. I mean, they are getting it, you know, nasty. Barzal, he lost. I love the guy. I really love the way he skates and the way he plays. But when he went down, when he took that stick and looked like, you know, I mean, they actually called it a double minor. And then the refs reviewed it and got it right and said, no, it's a minor. Like he got, you know, he hit him with his stick, yes, but he didn't knock him out. Barzal went down so easy. It's a dead even series. It's a dead even game. I can't believe the odds. I wouldn't make the price more than 135. And that's just because the game's in Boston. I could make an argument the game should be minus 120. Go ahead, bet it. Because I'll be okay as the book need the Islanders the whole way.
I'm looking at a puck and a half here. I don't know like how
Oh, it's gotta be. The way they've tightened this series up. The only way you lose that is if you know the penalties get called in Boston. I mean, their power play hasn't been that great. I mean, I'd be okay with taking a puck and a half. I think it's the actually value on it right now because again, if it goes through the first period, no score, or you know, as it drops, you're just going to get a better. You got the best price. It's only going to get worse. You know what I mean? And so the price is not going to be any better. So I like Islanders plus a puck and a half. The other one is a sweep, right? I mean, again, maybe remove bias, maybe
there's
not.
There's 150s popping up now. It's interesting because they're slow with this for whatever reason. And I don't know, they're probably adjusting big time. They're like, well, what the hell do we do now? So I'm seeing some 50s out there, 50 minus 150s. And if you're the Jets, what do you have left in the tank after this? You've got to be gutted right now. And if you're the Canadians, why do you want to get on a plane again and go to Winnipeg? You don't.
No.
You want to finish this off tomorrow.
That's it. We want to have pizza in the locker room. Whatever they're doing is working. Finish this off is right.
And then come back and watch Colorado and Vegas play a best of 2 or 3, right?
Right. And hope they go 7 and, you know, travel back and forth twice.
No, I can't see. I didn't see anything in the last two games without Schauffele from the Jets that makes me think they're going to win a game, let alone win a game in Montreal on the back end of a back-to-back when they're giving up shorthanded goals and all these things are happening for the Canadiens. No, it's less habitant. They're going to win that game. I can't believe it's that low. I think when we wake up tomorrow, Gabe, this thing's going to be minus 180.
People are now people are going to jump on that wagon. All right, Dave, so before we get you out of here, so Paul and Mayweather tonight. I did end up tuning in to the debacle. And, you know, I said this earlier before you joined us that I like, you know, I don't have a problem with these, you know, the entertainment stuff. Like even Roy Jones and Mike Tyson, they admitted, yeah, man, we smoked some weed before and we went out, we had some
right.
fun, right?
Right.
Like, you know, it wasn't real. Everyone knew. They were just sort of having fun, and it is what it is. And, you know, you sort of talk, hey, remember those guys in that fight, And like, you know, so I didn't think this was going to be entertaining. But the whole thing is, it's supposed to be entertainment. That's the whole point of these things, right? Supposed to be fun, where it's like, yeah, don't judge me. Yeah, I get it. It's a circus, but it's going to be fun. That's, to me, that was the biggest cardinal. That's the biggest thing that they did wrong tonight. It was just boring, Dave.
It was, and I got asked all week, you know, was any books taking bets on it and stuff, and I was like, nah, I wouldn't if it was my book. That, you know, once you
Mayweather
get into
Mayweather ended up closing at 6-1.
Ugh.
Which actually, in hindsight, is something, you know, we should have put $6 million on it.
I know, right?
Not everybody took it, but that was the consent. That was the number out there.
Yeah,
the 6-1.
So, but I'm with you. Like, make it entertaining, and you're absolutely right. Like, they did make it entertaining, that Roy Jones Jr., Mike Tyson stuff, and you know, I judge it by my kids. Like, I judge a lot of things. They're young, and they want to see this stuff, and they recognize the Paul brothers and, you know, all this stuff. So they were hyped. They were like, yeah, you know, they had a couple friends over again. Well, let's watch the fight. And by the third round, they were like, is this going to be like this the whole time? And I said, I think so. And they're like, well, this sucks. This isn't even fun to watch. And I was like, well, I know, but hopefully it'll get a little better. And then they watch like two more rounds. They're like, yeah, this is terrible. He can't even hit him. And it's not, there's nothing happening.
And Mayweather doesn't even take a chance, really, right? Like,
no.
You know what I mean? He stays on the outside. He comes in a bit. It's like, come on, Floyd. If you know how bad he is, just put on a show and pummel him, right? But
would,
he doesn't want to take
hope
that
so.
Chance of getting caught. So that's the whole thing. It's just, it's not fun. And Paul's there just not to try to get embarrassed.
Right.
So I don't know. Like, you know, I wasn't down. I'm not down with any of this stuff. I wasn't down with the last Paul stuff and when he fought Ben Askren. Now he's fighting Tyron Woodley. At least that is a little realer.
Right.
That's a little realer only because Woodley is going to try to kill him for real. And and Jake Paul really is going to try to hurt him too. That'll be a real fight. This was beyond, like, it was not even a sparring session. You can't even call it a sparring session. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was, and exactly. So you're an entertainer. Your roots are all an entertainer. And you know, you kind of have an obligation, though, to like put on a show. This is why you're here. And it left the feeling more than ever that one, boxing is broken. I mean, because this is what it's resorted to, and it stinks. Because
I
love boxing.
There's a lot of real boxing out there. This is Floyd Mayweather doing this.
Yeah,
right?
And it's a money grab. It's a complete money grab.
Yeah, that it's called boxing, and it shouldn't even be called boxing.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know. It'd be called whatever the hell it's called, but not boxing.
I don't know, but like you put on some gloves and you're gonna, you know, like you said, at least make it a sparring session. Like I get you don't want to get hit. He's 40 pounds heavier than you. All of that. Okay, you agreed to the fight. Like you got paid. You got your bag. You should have made sure that it was a little more entertaining. That's all. Because now, how do you resell that? I mean, like, they were talking about, oh, is there going to be a Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather 2?
Oh,
no, never, never. There's never going to be that. And, like, who's he going to fight next that they're going to go, yeah, that kid, that's legit. We should watch that. I don't know, but I know that I just it left that taste in my mouth that, like, oh man, I wish it was better. I always wished it was better. Like, that's what I just want to go and be left with that.
We should have been watching the CONCACAF Nation Leagues final. USA beats Mexico 3-2.
There you go.
What they're saying is was the most exciting game in the rivalry's history. That wild of a match, and we're watching this slug.
And we're watching this other stuff. Yeah. Well, it's hard to when you're left with that feeling. Like, you know, I will never forget the reason. Probably one of the main reasons I love boxing is because I saw Hagler Hearns. And I saw it live, and it captivated me, and it like that was a special fight. They don't all leave you like that, but I mean, like, when you watch the Avalanche and the Knights play, don't you go, wow, like 10 times minimum a period, you're just like, oh man, like it's entertaining and it's sport. So when you tie it all together and it just came away from it like that, I was just like, man, what are we going to take bets on next? Like, please, I hope you never have it be like that. But I'm with you. I wish it was more entertaining.
Yeah, well, you know what? Larry Merchant said it best when I asked him about Conor McGregor fighting Floyd Mayweather. And he said, nobody's putting a gun to anybody's head forcing you to watch it.
Right.
Right? It's one of those
fair.
Deals.
Fair.
It is, right? But I said earlier, you'll remember, Dave, we'll get you out on this, but I remember the good old days, like in Vegas, you know, Evel Knievel going over the Caesar's Caesar's Palace fountains, and you know, the Fonz jumping the shark. You know what I'm saying? The Fonz jumping the shark. Yeah. And, you know, I'm all for this. I'm all for sort of, you know, exhibition. I mean, you know, we gotta bring back that superstar show.
And sure. I love that show.
Yeah, and take it seriously. Like, bring back the superstar show and have, like, all right, DK Metcalf versus Kyler Murray, and you know what I mean? And
oh, it'd be stuff. Awesome. Let's go.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't, huh?
I don't know. I always watched it. I thought it was captivating when you put people in competition that, you know, show some sort of athleticism, but it's not something that they're normally doing or maybe ever did. I think
I
it's great.
Cole versus Joe's too. Remember that show? That was a
I wanted to be one of the Joe's on the show.
Did you apply?
I had one conversation about it and said, yeah, I wish, I can't do that. But I wanted to. I absolutely wanted to. I said, if you could do anything hockey related or let me pitch to somebody, I'll do it. But I wasn't going and shooting a basketball or anything.
I could only do it if I was a goalie. Like, that was the only thing. And
You
know what I mean? I could do it, but I'm not saying I could do well. But, yeah, that show was great. It was a lot of fun. For the guys who don't remember, Pros versus Joes. It was on Spike TV, and so they basically had, like, you know, retired NBA player against some, like, loudmouth jock guy that thought he was good. It's like Kevin Willis of the Atlanta Hawks type thing. And, like, some guys would be cool, but sometimes it would get heated. Like, sometimes the Joe would start talking smack to the pro, and the pro would be like, all right, man, it's going to get real now, bro. And a couple of times, man, like, Marty McSorley was the hockey one.
Yeah.
Someone nice. Dave, I'll catch you.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks for the time, buddy.
You're the best.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
What a wild weekend when it's all said and done. From what, you know, we've been saying this, we said this last week as well, in which I said what a difference a couple of days can make in the playoffs, right? Be it the NHL or the NBA. And we will often take things for granted, all right, in which, oh, yeah, this series is done. That team's going to win. And, you know, look at the Clippers and the Mavericks series. What a roller coaster that was. Finally, the Clippers won today. First time all series that somebody won on their home court. They get the Utah Jazz now. And, man, what a series that's going to be. What a series that's going to be. The Utah Jazz are four-point favorites in game one. Matthias, how you feeling after beating the Mavericks? And congratulations on the win. But now... now you're playing a real team. You're not just playing Luka Doncic and a bunch of stiffs. You're playing a real team in the Utah Jazz, in which actually they had the best record in the NBA. That real team in the Utah Jazz.
Gabe, I'm feeling pretty good. The Clippers are looking pretty deep right now. Some young players like Terrence Mann and Luke Kennard stepped up in this huge Game 7. Out of all names, I can't believe I actually said that Luke Kennard and Terrence Mann were a big reason why we won Game 7, as in we the Clippers. So big team win, and like you said, big series against the Jazz, but I like Zubac. I think Zubac's going to get a lot of minutes considering he's going to be going up against Gobert. So Zubac has to play good minutes when he's in there.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a real battle. Some big bodies, man. Some big bodies on the floor in the Los Angeles Clippers and Utah Jazz series. As far as the Mavericks are concerned, it's a pretty big free agent class this year. In the NBA, not quite as significant as it was hyped up to be in all actuality, but there still are quite a few good players. And the Dallas Mavericks, it's been proven. You know, 2 years in a row here in the playoffs, you hit a wall, and you just don't have enough talent there around you.
Terrify, they run, crucify, let it be done.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here. Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.